Last week, my 18-year-old daughter decided to make a semi-finished attic room into a hangout to escape from her brother and me. But she quickly decided there's a ghost up there and wouldn't go back up. Our house is over 100 years old, and we've only lived here a few years. Rolling my eyes heavily, I marched upstairs with her, and we went into the area where she thought the ghost was, behind a door. Behind another door, we found a big built-in chest of drawers. I opened the top drawer, prepared to yell, "Oh my God, it's a dead baby!" just to scare her. But instead, I found a yellowed newspaper, the Franklin Evening Star, from 1936. Price, 2 cents, it said. Beneath the newspaper were letters and clippings and journals in a big box. We grabbed the box, ran downstairs, and spread the contents on the dining room table. The pages and documents were out of order. Many were undated. Most of them were typed, though. We were breathless. It felt like we found lost treasure. Scanning the pages, we discovered they were written by a woman whose husband, Omar, had died in 1932 when their son Robert was a young teen. Most of the letters are addressed to Robert even before Omar's death from tuberculosis. The letter writer, whose name we haven't found, worked intermittently as a reporter. Sometimes she mentions money troubles. One day, she wrote how pleased she was to receive a check for $6.25 from the Associated Press for an article she'd written. She wrote about her joy in a new Smith typewriter. She wrote about her son getting into Columbia College in Missouri. She desperately wanted to find a way to pay for it without forcing him into debt, because she regretted ending her own education to get married. Rosie and I were agog. We felt the power of these faded remains of a person who once pulsed with life. Robert, her son, would be over 100 years old, we figured. Had this been his home? Our mystery woman, like me, was widowed early, and like me, she was a reporter and writer. She loved her child fiercely. It's tempting to make too much of it, or to find it almost as creepy as a dead baby in the drawer. But I think it's just cool. Maybe this is our pandemic project. Homeschooling's not going too great. This story waiting to be unspooled. Maybe there are ghosts in the house. They're here to remind us we're not the only ones who suffer. We're not the only ones who feel deeply, who love, who live and die and struggle. Maybe the ghosts are here to remind us that our lives are all mundane and all remarkable at the same time.